Welcome back. This is Rona Simmons, and this is the 9th episode of More 2-Minute Tales, this time about the fallen who were declared killed or missing in action, and yet it took weeks, months, and sometimes years to account for their deaths. According to government records, in the first few years after the end of World War II, there were 280,000 soldiers who perished in foreign lands that were recovered from temporary cemeteries, isolated graves, and unearthed in remote aircraft wreckages. They were the fortunate ones. Their remains were brought home for burial. Recovery efforts slowed after 1951, with little funding and the difficulty of recovery rising. Over the next 50 or so years, only about 600 remains were recovered and brought home. Today, 73,000 World War II soldiers remain unaccounted for, with 33,000 of them, mostly U.S. Navy servicemen, deemed unrecoverable. But every so often, another soldier is recovered. In April 2024 this year, remains of Staff Sergeant Henry Stevens from Alabama were identified. He had been a member of the 387th Bombardment Group and aboard a B-26F Marauder aircraft when it was shot down over Germany. Then in June 2024, U.S. Army Private Robert Scar from Wisconsin, who was killed in action while on patrol in France, was recovered. And PFC Lemuel Dent Jr. from Maryland, who was killed in Italy and recovered, was finally identified. The responsibility for recovering and identifying the fallen American soldiers rests with the Department of Defense's POW/MIA Accounting Agency, or DPAA. The agency was instrumental in recovering the remains of the crew of a C-47 aircraft shot down near Dunkirk, which at the time was in German hands and involved in an ongoing battle, preventing search and recovery of the bodies. Post-war interviews revealed that two of the crew had been recovered and buried by local citizens shortly after the crash. Unfortunately, the remaining crewman, Herman J. Adolphe, whose story is told in No Average Day, was deemed to be unrecoverable. Thankfully, today, with perhaps a renewed pledge of no soldier left behind, better mobility on the battlefield, and improved forensics, we have fewer of our fallen on foreign soil to suffer the ravages of time. May we continue to honor all of our fallen with every opportunity we have. Thank you for listening. I hope you'll read more about the fallen and those who tended to their graves and helped recover their remains in No Average Day. The book was released on October 24, the 80th anniversary of the events profiled. You can find it wherever fine books are sold.